Welcome, everybody. Shir number 957. We're learning today Le'ila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rebar and Zizel. Le'ila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Le'rafua Shalema Noach Yosef Ben Chaya Gittel. Getting back to our Malacha of Memachek. Okay, so we had the introduction last Shir. We went through what it's all about. In general, we said the Sefer Lamtes Malachas brings it down, smoothening out rough surfaces, roughly, and we'll see if we get into that a little as to how that works. But just to start off with the Shulchan Aruch, now there is no specific simin in the Shulchan Aruch that talks about memachek. For example, you have, you know, a specific simin in Shulchan Aruch that's malabein. You have a specific Shulchan Aruch, in the Shulchan Aruch specific simin that's bishul. You have in the Shin Chaf Aleph, it's a mixture of various different malachas. So there's no one real place. It's spread out a little bit here and there, but just to start off, in Simin Shin Beis, there is one Sif, and that is Sif in the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Ches. And says the Shulchan Aruch, tells us like this, and then we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah brings down a few various different inyanim, how we will start off in reference to a shoe, leather shoes, scraping off mud, and so on. Okay. Ein Megardin Besakin, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Megardin, one should not scrape minel their shoe. And parentheses from the Ramah, he brings down the sakin about Sipurin, whether it's with a knife or with a one's fingernail, they shouldn't scrape their shoe. Bein b'chadosh, bein yashan, whether it's a new shoe, an old shoe, or so on. Mipnesha koyle for or for havi memachek, because of the fact that the bottom line is they're going to be peeling the skin a little bit, and this is part of the malacha of memachek. Okay, so just to start to get a little bit into it, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah actually in Sif Katan Chavav, which is in Sif Vav. Okay, be it as it may, Mishnah Berurah says like this, that we're talking about a case, let's say somebody has mud on their shoe. They have dirt on their shoe, mud on their shoe. So now they want to scrape their shoe. Could one scrape their shoe? Because it's leather and you're dealing with a problem of memachek by scraping the shoe. So, first of all, I just want to establish one thing, which we mentioned last time, that when we're dealing with mud, we're dealing with, anytime we talk about mud scraping off dirt or so on, we're dealing with mud that's wet. Mud that's dry is a problem of toichein, grinding. Dried up mud is grinding, is a problem of one of the lamates malachas. So we're dealing with wet mud. In those days, people, they used to walk, they used to have leather boots, leather shoes or whatever, but it was more muddy type of a thing. They didn't have so much of a pavement like we have today. Dirt ground and so on. So says the Mishnah Berurah over there, emagar the minel, right? You don't scrape the shoe, bein chadash, bein yashan, like we said, the new or old. V'hainu afilu yesh tit al gaba v'kavanasi lahasra tit. Even though one has mud, they have wet mud on their shoe, and the kavan is to remove the mud. The kavan is not to smoothen out the leather on the shoe. They have in mind to scrape the shoe, scrape the mud. But what's going to happen, it's if you do that, if it's a question over here of a psik ratio, where it's going to happen automatically, scraping the shoe. So when it comes out, it is memachek, the malacha of memachek, of smoothening out, if it's going to happen automatically, even though one has a mind to remove the mud, the wet mud. Okay, so he explains further. Okay, he talks about the sharp part of the knife, the dull part of the knife, but be it as it may, he says, what's the problem? Shaladei hagarida memache ka'or. Through this scraping, you're going to be smoothening out the leather. So now he goes further, says Mishnah Berurah, Mashein kem bekinuach bakoisel. If somebody has some mud on their shoe, or they have dirt on their shoe, whatever the case is, and they want to scrape it on the wall, Mashein kem bekinuach bakoisel. Let's say the wall, so somebody has a wall, a straight wall, outside wall, or whatever, so they want to just scrape off their shoe on the wall, oy bekoiro, and like on a beam, there's outside, there's beams, these type of things, right? Ein hechrech sheyeh memachek al deze. It's not going to happen, it's not like automatically like psikresha type of a thing, that it's going to scrape off the leather. So that will be okay. So just scraping off somebody's shoe, somebody has dirt on their shoe, they want to scrape it off. So they, you know, case number one, what we're seeing over here on the wall, on a beam, something, a place that's not sharp. That's the point over here, a place that's not sharp. It would be fine because you're not doing it for the shoe. You're doing it to get off the mud. And since you're doing it to get off the mud, now you look at that. Step number one is getting off the mud. Step number two, we have to look, is it a psikresh or not? Will a iser of a Isser Shabbos happen or not. In this case, it's not going to happen all the time. Most of the time it won't happen, so it's no problem. When it's a sharp thing, like, you know, with a knife or something like that, so it'll be creation where most of the time it's going to happen. Okay, we're going to talk more about those details as we go down the road. But first, let's try and establish, get a feel for what's going on in this malacha, our new malacha of Memachik. Okay, so now he brings a Taz, because of a Taz, the Mishnah Berurah is talking now, it's all the Mishnah Berurah talking, Lefi Zeh. Okay, so he says like this, we mentioned last time, we don't have it so much today, but they used to have in front of shuls, many people had it in front of their houses because of the fact that it was muddy grounds. They had these, a piece of metal, a sharp piece of metal, and it was sharp on the top, and whereby people would just scrape their shoes or boots before they went into the shul or before they went into the house or so on. And so now the Mishnah Berurah says, so what happened? They would scrape off the dirt, so like this, they don't get the dirt all over the shul before they go into the Beis HaKnesses. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, b'shem the task, asur la'aseis came b'Shabbos. You can't do that on Shabbos because, like we said, because zeh doyma legav hasakin v'asur l'kuliyama. This is similar to the knife. This is similar to the knife. I take a knife and start scraping, you know, the shoe. So that becomes now secretion. It's automatically going to be scraping off part of the leather. Okay, so that's shiny. So he brings that from the Taz. Okay, so now he brings Vamagan Avram Machmir Afilu Hoya Barzalov. The Magan Avram wants to say even further that even on a thick piece of metal, a thick piece of iron in front of the shul or wherever it is, Habarzel of Viracha Beroishai Veloy Hoyalaychai, then it's taka not so sharp, it's thicker, right? When something is thicker, in general, wider, thicker, so then it becomes the thicker something is, the less sharp it is. Okay, so now he says loigar migav sakin, so it's like, again, he says it's not worse than the knife al kanech, he says the best thing is, again, even b'shem the Magen Avram says, even if it's a little bit thicker, that one should, if they have to clean their shoes on the wall, on a beam, on the stairs, possibly, again, the outside stairs we're talking about, I'm not talking about you go inside and clean your shoes, but the outside stairs and so on. Now, obviously, we have to realize we're talking about, you know, you don't just walk up to the wall and start kicking the wall and rubbing on the wall. We're talking about a place where whatever the case is, it's off to the side or something like that on a beam or something along those lines. But the bottom line is, to be it as it may, it's not so much Negei L'maisa today, but the bottom line is we want to just establish the fact what the you know, what getting under feel, what Memachek is all about. So we see scraping the shoes, regular leather shoes, on sharp items is running into a problem. Okay, so now, but he does say, Mishnah Berurah, bottom line, what does he say? What could I do? Ach im hu mekanech benachas. If somebody scrapes their shoe gently, that's all, then it's ein lahachmir b'cholze. Then it's no problem. Because it comes out, l'shaych b'zeh hashosh, there's no memachik. In other words, you want to take off the dirt, and you're doing it lightly. You know, it's not a psikresh. It's not going to happen automatically. Whereby you're going to be scraping off part of the shoe or smoothing out the shoe. So then, loishayich bezeh hachashosh. In other words, if you have, you know, like he said, wet mud, then it will be no problem. So bottom line is, a person scraping off the shoe, just, you know, getting into the swing of things, as we say, scraping off one shoe, you do it lightly, and then it's no problem b'chalal in all instances. Okay, we'll continue next time and try and get into some more various, you know, more different cases, try and go to various different types of shoes and get into more, we have to talk about creams and various different types of ointments and all these different type of stuff. Thank you very much for listening. Atzlach and Baruch. Cultive.